have harmful effects on its users and was skeptical about its benefits for business and communication. And she went ahead to say that we've always heard the negative side of social media. At first, I thought social media was for mommy water when it became so popular. The more hitmaker added that she became more familiar with social media and technology, she recognized its potential to foster growth in both personal and professional areas. It's time for Daybreak Hits. It's time for Showbiz review. And then let me play the audio right here, and then we can, you know, have the conversation.
Social media and your TV was the Bia. You will be no more honoma. I was an enema conny. We share first and I'll share the difference, Bubria. But you will dress in view honoma first, no. But that's all. Where do you make our first, my dream? Say a social media crime, I'm what I first son of my dream, say, I'm what I did in Besameco. Aha, but to go to a point, it was, oh, Debbie, I didn't know, it'd be a bit kindly pound.
Yeah.
It's a dear tear, Biano. I was said, Utumi, ye be. Now a bwan was so ministry now, wo ye no. Who said the Biano social media and your TB was to the Bia? You will be no more honoma. I was an enema conny. We share first and I'll share the difference, Bubria, but you will dress in view honoma first, no. But that's all. Oh, where do you make our first my dream? Say, social media crime, I'm what I did. First, I know my dream, say, I'm what I did in Besameco. Aha, but to go to a point, it was, oh, Debbie, I didn't know, it'd be a bit kindly pound.
Yeah.
It's a dear tear, Biano. I was said, Utumi, ye be. Now a bronze so ministry now, oh, you know.
And that was PCS over there. Like I said, earlier on, it's time for Showbiz Review. And then we're about to have a conversation concerning this. Oh my God, there's something going wrong somewhere. We got to fix it. Showbiz Review is probably brought to you by Betway. You always get way more with Betway and Franco Trading Enterprise. Still, phone Papa Pa FA. Yes? Final part of the show. Yeah, let's go. Ladies, I'm here with Stephanie, and Kater has been here with me since 8 o'clock. Sweetheart, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you, and I adore.
I've been blessed this morning.
I know, right? It's been a beautiful morning. I'm really enjoying it and sharing it with a lot of people. And Stephanie, obviously, insistent 1,000 years. How are you?
I'm good.
But I said you are not serious.
Oh,
don't mind him.
He said that.
Don't mind him.
Midash. Midash, you today after the show. Come and see me.
But we just listened to. Let's delve into matters at hand because our time is running out.
Sure.
And you heard what PC Esther said. Let me go with Kitri.
Sure.
You heard what she said.
Yes, I did.
What do you think about the situation?
Honestly, I don't really blame her because, especially when you're a Christian, me being a Christian myself, there are some teachings that we were exposed to, you know, back then that, you know, up till now, if not for God or for some certain exposures that we've gotten, we would have been still stuck in the dark. Okay, for example, there was a whole lot. I quite remember there was a time that I went to a salon, all right, to, you know, get my nails done, and then there was this lady that came there. He just came for, you know, a nail, you know, polish or whatever, and the nail polish they brought has the brand was Cobra. I don't know if you've heard that.
No,
that's the brand. Cobra.
But that's what we're scared.
Yes,
for real.
And this lady went hysteric, like, God forbid, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. It can never be, you know,
sister.
As if you paint the thing on your nails,
you become a cobra
automatically.
Cobra.
There's some demonic attachments to it. So I believe that sometimes, you know, when growing up in churches, you know, the things that they teach us, I think they should tone it down a little bit. There was a time that we heard that some of this hair extensions, you know,
it's from under the water,
under the sea, or it's mame water hair. You know, when you do makeup, it's forbidden. When you do this, there was this there's this statement that Brother Sammy made recently that, you know, everything good has been taken out of Christianity, and I agree with him. Because sometimes I think it's uncalled for. I mean, just imagine, right now, if not for the exposure that K3 has, PSC has gotten, how would she, you know, have gotten to where she is now?
Yeah.
You know, is she now going to, like, what, have a DVD stand or maybe a distributor to maybe stand somewhere in the corner and then distribute her music or something like that? So I think that right now, our pastors or wherever the church that we go through, there are certain things that they should teach us that, like, you know, for example, Miss, this gospel artist. What was her name? Dinah Samoa. She said, gone are the days when she used to think, Stephanie, don't laugh. Gone are the days when. Oh, why are you laughing?
The only virgin in the gospel. Sorry.
Gone are the days where she used to think that maybe wearing trousers or maybe, you know, dressing up or doing makeup was a sin. But now look at her. She's now a slay queen, and
more
she's
than,
still
more than
yes, and she's still doing, you know, her work as a Christian.
Slay mama.
So I think that it's about time that we get certain mentalities from our head and stop thinking about, you know, all these things. You know, this is from this. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. Maybe probably there are certain things that exist, but then it's too much when it, especially Christians. It's becoming like, you know, how do I put it? It's becoming unbecoming, for especially for the Christians. More like if you're a Christian, you must always put on a turban. Yeah. You must wear your clothes from, you know, from top to down, looking like I don't know what. But you can still worship God and still have all the good things in life. You can still worship God and still look good and all that. So I believe, I'm just grateful, or I'm just thankful that now she's been exposed to the truth, and actually the truth has set her free. Yeah. So yeah, that's what happened.
But Stephanie, would you say it's because we don't read or we don't research? Because there's this saying that you won't hide something from a black man, put it in a book. Do you think it's that's our problem?
It could also be a factor.
No, I think it's a main factor.
The reason I say that is from PSA's point of view, I'm not sure PSA is someone who, excuse me to say, who would let you get it. So for the reading aspect, I don't think that will do for her. But I think as time is evolving, things are changing. Okay, and their era too is another thing. So I understand where she's coming from, because probably their time, there wasn't anything like social media, and social media is all attached to girls exposing themselves, like slaying and all that. That's what social media is actually known for. So even if your child is going to go on social media, you're trying to prevent her because of the negative aspects that we usually see. So if PSA is actually saying this, she's right, but I think there needs to be more education on this, because you'll be amazed to find out that there are a lot of people who still think like PSA, who hasn't seen the light yet. Yes. So we need more education. People, our media people, like people who are actually on social media, who are making business out of social media, they need to educate the public more. Like, yeah, mommy, like, kind of saying, our mothers, our grandmothers, because there's this friend of mine who is a fashion designer, and last time I was telling her, Charlie, you have to be on TikTok, like, because a lot of things are happening on TikTok now. You can post your things every day and be getting. She said, no, Stephanie, I don't want my family people to see. I don't want my family people to see I'm on this, and they'll start attacking me. So you see, and this is someone who is like of my age. It's not someone who is in even PSA's age bracket. So like, there are a lot of people who have this kind of perceptions that that needs to be worked on, or like they need to be more education on some of these things. That when you come on social media, when you are using social media, it has nothing to do with the devil. When you're using Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, if you're a business person, even right now, we're not even a business person, you can just go on social media, pick somebody's story, you are in your room reading it out, and the next moment you are getting ambassadorial deals and all that. You are in your room talking about some herbal stuff that can cure certain diseases, and you are making money in the comfort of your home. So these are some of the aspects that have to be more exposed to people rather than the negative side of it. Yes.
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, but do you know that sometimes, regardless of the education you put in it, you see, faith, most of these things are rooted in faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my Christian faith doesn't allow me to do certain things. So right from childhood, you are taught to believe in certain things, and those are something that is very hard to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a Christian and they tell me that, okay, when I'm growing up, I shouldn't expose my body, I know at the back of my mind that this is something that probably we don't do at all.
Mm-hmm.
So with such a person, I don't think, like, no amount of what you say can actually, I don't know whether it was education that, or maybe Miss Dinah Samuel was educated, that's why maybe she was able to change. But I think that as time goes on, you get to, you know, you yourself, you get the self-realization, and then maybe you change.
Because if you realize, like, everyone around you is doing,
you know, something, changing, like, it's evolving,
you also like to
be like, okay,
you get it,
because you realize you're stagnant, you're not going anywhere,
you're not making any progress.
Yeah,
you're both saying, there are good and bad sides of everything.
Yes. Yeah.
So you always look out for the positives, and I agree with you, especially with what Stephanie was saying about the fact that we should get some more education on it. People can understand properly then, because for me, I see how PCA is going on a different level.
Yeah, and you see?
Super excited. Yeah. Energy woman, yeah. That's what I call
you,
her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's beautiful. So they're good and bad sides to everything.
Sure.
And we all need that education to keep us going. We have another conversation to have. We're moving away from PCA star. And this is about rapper Edem. And he believes that he was robbed of the 2015 VGMA Artist of the Year Award. Now, Ghanaian rapper Edem Go Get Em has stated in a recent post on X that he should have won the Artist of the Year slot in the 2015 Ghana Music Awards, likening his situation with this year's Ballon d'Or, which did not portray the expectation of a lot of people. He alluded in the post that even though he merited the Artist of the Year award, it went to a different artist. Why then hashtag Ballon d'Or come they behave like that? Will VGMA not take me 2015 Artist of the Year? This is a heinous crime. That's what he's saying. A daylight robbery. Sinus Jr. is the real winner, he wrote. In 2015, the nominees for the Artist of the Year category in the Vodafone Ghana Music Awards were Daddy Lumba, Stoneboy, Guru, Edem himself, Miss V, Sarkodie, and Samini. And Stoneboy, who won Artist of the Year slot, said in a speech that, "I believe that the other artists are happy I won. Behold how tall I have grown. This is well deserved." That was what Stoneboy said after he won the Artist of the Year award in 2015. That's what we're discussing. We actually tried to get hold of rapper Edem, but he said no comment for now. For now, he doesn't want to comment on it. But I wanted to bring this to you, draw your attention to this, ladies. What do you think about it? Because let me go back again and read that the nominees for the 2015 Vodafone Ghana Music Awards in 2015, the nominees were Daddy Lumba, Stoneboy, Guru, Edem himself, Miss V, Sarkodie, and Samini. That year. And that day, Stoneboy won it. It's not an easy category at all. The nominees are all shakers. They were shakers and movers, still shakers and movers.
So,
what do you think?
Did he report the issue to the police?
Huh? How did police come into this?
I'm asking, because if you tell me that you were robbed.
Oh.
Being robbed means something that you can only be robbed of something that you own, something that belongs to you, your inheritance, your family lineage.
Okay.
you know, something that, you know, belongs to you. That's what you could be robbed of. So that's why I'm asking. Maybe automatically the award belonged to him, and then maybe he was robbed of it. But other than that, well, let me go on by saying that, just like you said, Daddy Lumba, Stone Boy, Guru, Adam himself, Miss V, Sarkodie, and Samini, these were the artists on
the artist of the year category nomination, the nominees.
These are all artists that were really at their peak at that time. Okay, so I believe that maybe unless Adam knows something that we do not know, is he trying to say that maybe the then times VGMAs, maybe they are not credible enough? Maybe that's why they stole something that belonged to him and gave to somebody. But other than that, I think that comment was uncalled for. Way back 2015, are you trying to tell me that, because I didn't hear Sarkodie coming out to, you know, make a complaint, or maybe Daddy Lumba, and these are also really, really top artists. So what made you felt like you deserved it more than they did? What made you felt entitled to, you know, say what you said? I don't agree with him. I feel like, now look at something, even if that was true, which I'm not saying it was, the award was given to Stone Boy. Now look at Stone Boy, okay? Stone Boy, even after that, and maybe we saw Adam, you know, still relevant in the industry and everything, we would have said, okay, maybe, you know, you worked hard and maybe you were robbed of something. But now look at Stone Boy. Stone Boy is out here putting, you know, Ghanaian music on the world map, and we can barely find you on the Ghana map. So I believe that, I think he should come, unless maybe our brother Adam is trying to bring in maybe a new song and he just wants to, you know, bust the media a little bit. But other than that, I think it's uncalled for. He should, you know, focus more on, you know, bringing out more music to make him more relevant in Ghana. That's all I
can say. The artist of the year category, is it voting, Mr. Hagler? Is there a lot of voting, or is it determined by the I want to find out real quick if it's determined by the, you know, the board or the academy, or
I think voting also counts.
Voting counts. Yeah. Academy also counts, yeah, and then counts. The so board also counts.
It's a little bit of, you know, all these three things that maybe probably comes together. So that means, you know, a lot of thoughts were put into it. At that time, people felt they gave it all, you know, they gave it to the person who deserved it at that time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Steph.
That's how I felt. It wasn't awful.
Hello.
Hey, Steph, your comment.
Okay, so I...
You seem to be having a good morning.
He's been laughing since, but I don't know what's happening with her. Slept.
Hey, Steph. Good morning.
I'm just a happy child.
I know, okay. Right?
Okay, so with that, Ridash, please, can we have the song? Like, can we have a feel of the song? So I think
that year, actually, his song Queen, I love that song so much. It had that Zimbabwean artist on it with Low Shaker, had several nominations as the remix of the song. Yeah. And then one of them, his songs, The One, also earned him a nomination, their best rapper category of that 2015. Yes. He had some really amazing Queen, dear. Hey, yeah. I can still rap it so now.
It was a banger, man.
Yeah.
So I think it's normal for an artist to feel like
that way.
Yes, because it's something you've worked hard for, and you're an expectant of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the DD for you to be swept off your feet, like it's not easy to forget.
Yeah,
you get it. Mm-hmm. So like every circumstances or every scene that seems to be similar to whatever that you experienced then, we'll actually bring the memory back.
Yeah.
So it's normal on the side of Adam to say that I felt I was robbed that year. It's normal. Because this song was really, it was a jam then.
Yeah, Queenie.
You get it. And this happens even in the Oscars. Talk about this guy, what's his name? Denzel's Training Day, which everyone thought wasn't one of his best movies, but he won an award for it.
Yeah.
And even just last year, Ken Promise was here.
Yeah.
And said he would be surprised if he didn't get Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
So it's normal. That's something I've worked for, and I know that no matter what happens, it's coming to me. I should get
that's
it.
That's feeling entitled.
It's
for
not
something
entitled.
That, you know, it has a lot of people in contest, like in contest for the same thing. That's you being entitled. I mean,
you know,
it's
the way
a winning and losing game, okay? It could come to you or it could go to... you are not more deserving than the other artists.
You know the work you put in.
And they didn't put in any work?
They did.
Okay.
So you have to believe in yourself. You know the work you put in. So you have to believe yourself that I am deserving of this.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? The incident that Edem is actually relating his issue to?
His name is quite difficult for me.
Vinicius?
Junior, yeah. He was supposed to... People thought he was supposed to win the Ballon d'Or.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
And people were actually rooting for him. Mm-hmm. And in 2015, people were actually rooting for Edem.
Really?
To get that title.
Yeah.
People were?
Did, yeah. A lot of people, see, it's always, actually at this time, it's always divided because always, some people would definitely be rooting for Sarkodie back then.
Yeah.
Daddy Lumba has his group that would be rooting for him. Miss V also had her own rooting for, everybody's rooting for who they love.
It was just unfortunate. Maybe he didn't get a vote that he was supposed to get a title, probably, because it have to do with the votes and the board too as well.
I'm trying to find that out right now. Whether it's a lot, but if it's all three of those things coming together, well, you know how people can talk and say, "Hey, you are the one," but meanwhile, you're not the one for them. You understand?
And you yourself, do you know the work you put in? That's what I kept saying. You yourself, do you know
but
the
then,
work you put
then
in?
Then the other artists also know the work
Evans was
put
here.
In.
Evans Cotwood was here when we were saying he was going to take what's the name, Gospel Artist of the Year, and he said no. He's okay. He's gotten the nominations, but he didn't think he has worked to that extent to get that award that year or this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know the work you put in, and you know that definitely this is coming to me.
But
so maybe it was rather unfortunate on his side that probably he didn't get a vote that will put him on that pedestal.
Yeah. But we're all human. We all definitely feel that way at some point.
You get it.
Yeah, well, I understand.
So I feel my brother.
You should also prepare yourself for disappointment. It also happens, okay? Because the way you feel that you've really prepared or you've really worked hard to earn this award, somebody is also feeling the same thing. I mean, nobody's in there to lose. But then when you lose, you just congratulate the other person. You work hard and make sure that maybe the following year, you can also come.
It's not that easy, catchy.
I'm finding out that the board is 40%, the academy is 30%, and then the public will be had the remaining of a 30% of the votes. So the board counts, that's the majority votes, and then the academy is also part of it. And they to do their minds will be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Board to be somewhere else because usually I've heard that they had lots of arguments. So, like early hours of the morning, the academy will come and do their own thing, and then the public will also vote. So it weighs. So you might think that you've done your possible best. The public will be thinking a different thing. The academy will be thinking a different thing, and then the board will definitely do their own thing.
Yeah.
So it depends. Sometimes you might think that you've worked hard. They also feel that somebody else has worked extremely hard. So it's human of all of us to feel that way. Stephanie, So we're good on this one, the same page.
Oh, we're good. Well, okay, but I feel, and then if there's any conversation that
Kishi,
what's your problem?
If there's any way they can just
if so,
brother.
Then are they going to compensate the other artists as well? Because
did they come out to talk about their displeasure about it? No, so he's
they
out
have
with,
a lot of over the years, a few of the artists have come out to talk about it.
He's out with his
everybody that comes out to voice out, or everybody that comes out to say that I deserve something, then I think I deserve. Deserve to be the Queen of England.
let me read my LPM. It says on the Saturday 29th November, Ghana will be united by music. Call your gang because the biggest time in DJ entertainment is here. It's the 2024 Ghana DJ Awards. Part powered by Smirnoff. Come witness electrifying performances, thrilling DJ battles, and jam to non-stop music as Ghana celebrates under the theme United by Music. Who wins what? Who wears what? Remember Saturday, 9th November, live at the Palms Convention Center. This is the night where DJs in the game take the spotlight. Grab your tickets now at 200 Ghana Cedis. Dial *713*331#. Wait, let me take that again. *713*300#. Wait, this whole thing is confusing me. *173*33*00# or visit myticket.ghanadjawards.org. The 2024 Guinness Ghana DJ Awards is powered by Smirnoff and produced by Mercury Republic. Also sponsored by LG, CompuGhana, Electroland, Dennis Pizza, Whiteboard DJ, Store Special, Ice, Media Partners, Joy Prime TV, Hits FM, Joy FM, and Adum FM. Don't miss out on Africa's biggest DJ event, the 2024 Ghana DJ Awards, United by Music. Ooh, it's going to be exciting. Now, quickly, what is luck? For many, luck is what is glorious, that glorious moment when you find money in your trousers right when you are broke. I know that feeling. For others, luck is being picked out of the crowd for a reward. For us, luck is like a life-changing event where we believe everyone deserves a shot at it. Luck is coming with prizes so exciting they'll make your head spin. Want to be the luckiest? Dial *712# and get your ticket. More for you, buy the better your chances of winning. And remember, when you hear that catchy sing jingle, it's your cue to pay attention. It could be your lucky day. Luck is on its way to you and your community, so stay sharp. The luckiest luck is here. Luck is everywhere. Well, that's it for this morning. It's been a wonderful morning. KJ, thank you for making my morning. Thank you for being Stephanie with the laughter and imbibing it into the show. A big shout out going out to our sponsors, Betway, that sponsors the headline segment, to EcoBank, to SoccerBet, to MTN, Akona Sweet Ginger, Cowbell Coffee, Betway again, and Franco Trading Enterprise. A big shout out going out to the amazing people that have made my morning sweet, Mr. Hagler, Nisa Kialuti, love. A big shout out, Bradash. Thank you so much for being supportive and putting the air conditioner on a very good, you know, so that won't be so cold. Big shout out's going out to Fidelis in the corner, acting like he don't see me. I see you. Palo, Alaji W, I'm still waiting on the Tugumiso. Please, we want to listen to Queenie. We haven't listened to Edem's Queenie. We haven't listened. The show hasn't closed. My name is Ajale Doku. Thank you so much for your time.